You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. The GIFT Nifty recorded a 0.03% loss during Wednesday's early trading session, with a value of 19,561.5, indicating a flat opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended Wednesday's session in the red. The Nifty 50 sank 0.28% to 19,384.30 and Sensex stumbled 223.94 points to 65,393.90. The stocks to watch out for today are TCS, HCL Tech, Patanjali Foods, Wipro, LTI Mindtree, JSW Steel, Reliance Industries and Aurobindo Pharma. Moving on, the Food Corporation of India on Wednesday received bids for 0.17 million ton of wheat to be sold to bulk buyers, including flour millers and food companies, against 0.41 MT offered in its third weekly e-auction held under the open market sales scheme. However, the corporation received lukewarm response in the second e-auction for sale of 0.36 MT of rice, with bidders offered to purchase only 290 ton of grain. In the first three weekly e-auctions of wheat held so far, the corporation has sold 0.38 MT of wheat in the open market. Sources told FE that the average bid for the fair and average quality of wheat was ₹2,156.67 per quintal, which was marginally above the reserve price of ₹2,150 per quintal. In other news, IT bellwether Tata Consultancy Services is betting big on generative artificial intelligence, an emerging technology, as it already has got more than 100 offers from clients. Further, the Tata Group company is also working to define and enforce guardrails to leverage and implement Gen AI. TCS would use the help of its 65,000 domain experts, which the IT major has across different industries, and its pool of about 20,000 technology solutions and enterprise architecture. TCS Corporate R&D Group has already filed 710 patents for AI innovations in the past 5 years, of which 282 has already been granted. The firm also has 50,000 associates trained in artificial intelligence machine learning building skills with top external certifications. Meanwhile, shares of casino operator Delta Corp lost over a fifth of their value, while those of online gaming firms crashed on Wednesday, a day after the GST Council imposed a 28% tax on such firms. According to experts, the decision is expected to be a blow to the online gaming firms as they fear the shutdown of their businesses. Delta Corp hit the lower circuit at 10% of ₹225.15 on BSE at the opening of the trading session. Due to increased selling pressure, the stock price plunged nearly 23% and hit an intraday low of ₹178.20. While Nazara Technologies cracked over 14%, OnMobile Global fell nearly 9% and Zensar Technologies was down 1.39%. In other developments, the West Bengal government has allowed the conversion of leasehold land to freehold. Issuing a notification, the state's Land and Land Reforms Department allowed conversion of leasehold land settled for 30 years or 99 years lease period, including Kolkata Khas Mahal land and that of in various industrial estates and parks under the WBIDC, WBIIDC and WBSIDC. Moreover, the land settled for Tea Tourism and Allied Business Activities under the Tea Tourism and Allied Business Policy will also be allowed to be converted to freehold. As per the notification issued on July 10th for a lessee of 99 years, 15% of the current market price of the land will be charged for conversion. In the latest from the industry, the Autonomous Nodal Agency of the Department of Space, Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, AKIN Space, instituted in 2020, has been working on increasing private participation in the Indian space industry with some success stories already in its file. With a number of space tech startups coming up in India, the agency has thrown its doors open to these startups to bring them into the larger space industry. IN Space provides NGEs with non-exclusive access to Indian Space Research Organization test facilities, transfer of technology and technical consultancy and mentorship. The agency is also trying to address the challenges faced by a nascent private space industry. Lastly, approved amendment to mining laws to clear the way for private sector participation and commercial mining of lithium and five other minerals, according to the sources in the government. The idea is to reduce the country's import dependence for lithium, the key element for the manufacturing of EV batteries, to the extent possible. India meets about 70% of its lithium requirement via imports, even as it seeks to increase the EV penetration from 1% currently to 30% by 2030. The other minerals that would be open for commercial mining with the amendment in the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act are titanium, niobium, tantalum, beryllium and zirconium. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.